95.3 The Range, the All-Star Morning Show. It is 9:04. Delbert getting the hour started off, and we got great guest in the studio. We talked about this last week. We got him in studio now. Richard Rawlings from Gas Monkey Garage, Fast and Loud, Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, Gas Monkey Live, and lots of other stuff. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. How's everybody this morning?
We're doing good here. We love the show, obviously. You're in your 10th season now, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
10 years, right?
5 years, man. Just been kicking away.
5 years. Well, 10 seasons.
Yes.
5 years, yeah. So what's been the, I mean, you've grown an empire out of this, but what's been the biggest thing to come from this for you personally?
You know, life is fun, and it throws you some curveballs, but I am absolutely enjoying it. I'm very blessed and very humbled to be where I'm at. It is amazing.
You have a lot of fun on the show. I love when you do the whole used car guy sales and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get rid of the cars and stuff.
Tricky Ricky.
That's probably one of the best parts of the show, I think, is when you do that. I love seeing the cars built, but you can see that done on other shows, but you can't get the personality that you put into it.
Well, I think it's just because we actually really do it. I mean, there's a lot of car shows out there and a lot of stuff, and it's very, I hate to use the word stage, but it's a lot about who's paying for the commercials and who's doing stuff. This is really our business. Me and Aaron come to work every day. We work on cars,
right,
and we sell them, you know. So, I mean, it really is what we do every single day.
And you've become a producer, too. Executive producer. You've done some spinoff stuff, Misfit Garage, Demolition Theater, and Garage Rehab, too.
Garage Rehab's coming up, and it's going to be really, really cool. I'm pretty excited about that. It's a project I've had in mind for a long time. But they're all over the nation. There's so many car shops and motorcycle shops that their dad gave to them, or they grew up in there, and that's their family business. And we go in and try to help them, turn it into a moneymaker and have some fun with it.
So a cool concept then. You take your knowledge that you've got in making Gas Monkey so successful, and you try and help these guys out.
Really, just try to turn them around. And there's so much eyeball candy in it because everybody's got that shade tree mechanic they know down the street from their house or whatever that has, like, you know, their dad's 63 Corvette or their grandfather's 32 Ford or whatever. So there's a lot of really good eyeball candy in that show.
Aaron does most of the mechanic work and runs the shop and stuff for you, right?
Yes, sir.
When did you decide that this is what you wanted to do? You wanted to have a garage. You know, how did you get into that?
You know, really, it was I would watch all the shows. I've always been into motorcycles and cars and what have you. I've been a gearhead my whole life, and I would watch it, and I'd watch Jesse James and Orange County Choppers and, you know, Chip Foos and yeah, Boyd Connington, all these guys, and it was super interesting. I loved it, but at the end of the show, it was kind of depressing because I can't afford a $200,000 motorcycle.
Right. You know?
So I got to thinking, and it just kind of stuck in my brain that it's like, we can show people how to build, you know, cool cars that you can have that are achievable from all walks of life. Sure, we build some expensive stuff every once in a while, but the real deal, the meat of Fast and Loud is achievable hot rods for people of all walks of life,
yeah,
and not these $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 pieces of machinery that, you know, the average guy can't have.
And you throw business locally, too. I mean, like Sue, you know, you throw business to all sorts of people.
Well, it's part of it. I mean, Sue just was a natural organic inclusion because she's done my interior work for probably 10 years. You know, if I needed a seat sewed up or if I needed a new interior, that's where I took it. And, you know, Phipps, I rented the shop behind him because, you know, his family's owned it forever,
yeah,
since the 70s. And, you know, so it's really just following the path of what we've actually done.
For you, what was the coolest project that you've worked on over these past 10 seasons, these 5 years?
You know, we've had some really cool stuff, but the green and white Chevy pickup that we did,
yeah,
was over-the-top amazing. Just a beautiful, beautiful work of art. And, of course, the Ferrari F40 being expensive was fun, but, you know, my buddy backed that up. Dennis paid the bills on that one. And, you know, but I'm a 32 Ford guy as far as old hot rods.
Yeah.
So any 32 Ford, that's got me going.
What was your first car?
74 Mercury Comet.
Ooh.
In green.
Oh, man.
Like that 70s ugly, horrible green that everybody,
yeah,
hates. And I don't know. It's stuck with me forever. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone coming here today, and I found one in really, really perfect condition. So I've got that coming out of Kansas City right now.
You going to paint it back the green?
It's already
it's
that
already
color.
There.
It's the exact car I,
sweet,
had as a kid, minus the Keystone mags and the raised Toyo white letter tires and the hood scoop I put on in my 600.
Well, we're going to be coming out to your place, Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, this Thursday night, part of our Shiner Rising Star competition, and we've got some music that's going to be going out there, and trying to find the next big Texas act, so we get to partner up with you guys a little bit on this.
No, it's super cool. The bar does great. I try to get by there as much as I can, but, you know, burgers and chicken fried steak at my age, you can't eat that every can't eat that every day.
Yeah, my belly says that, too.
But it's great, and I've got my new restaurant, Richard Rawlings' Garage, opens down in Fort Hood in about a week and a half.
Oh, that's cool. You going to take some cars down there for the opening?
Yeah, we're going to be down there in full force. We're right outside of the largest military base in the free world, and we've got a lot of servicemen and women out there that really follow Gas Monkey. So I thought that was a really cool place to put my next spot. And then after that, we're opening Foxwoods, Connecticut at the casino, Biloxi, Mississippi at the casino, and then up in Oklahoma City at Bricktown or Brickyard or whatever it is up there.
I gotta talk about one other car that came on last season. One of my favorites. You did the Hot Wheels car.
Oh, yeah.
That vet was so sweet, man.
That car is super, super cool. As a matter of fact, I'm working on trying to maybe buy that back for my own personal collection. But right now, as we speak, we are building the next Hot Wheels car.
Really?
Yeah. Next year is the 50th anniversary of Hot Wheels. And, of course, everybody knows that the Hot Wheels came out with their Sweet 16 50 years ago. And we've been invited to provide one of the next Sweet 16 vehicles. So it's going to be pretty freaking cool. You know, from a kid that grew up east side of Fort Worth playing with Hot Wheels in the dirt and what have you, to actually building a Hot Wheel that's going to be made into one, it's pretty amazing.
Man, can you give us a hint on what you're going to do, or are you going to just kind of save it at that?
It's going to be straight up Hot Wheels car candy. I mean, it's going to be pretty cool.
All right. Richard Rawlings, man, thank you so much for dropping by. We look forward to this season and many more seasons of Fast and Loud. And, of course, we want folks to go by Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, also Richard Rawlings Garage that's going to be opening up down in Fort Hood, and all your other various ventures, including your tequila.
Oh, that's good stuff. I had a little too much of that yesterday.
Thanks so much for dropping by, man. We appreciate it.
Right on.
By tomorrow.